This is side one with Mr. Tex.
Well, now, I suppose one of the first things we have to find out is what the various buildings you have on your farm are, what you call them, what you keep in them.
Well, of course, you can start the house or start at what I call a stable.
Anywhere, doesn't matter.
Well, at the stable is the place I keep the hay and the livestock. There's also a barn down there that I store the tobacco and tools and things like that in. Then I have some hog houses. That's where the hogs, of course, stay. And then we have a chicken house. Well, we don't have any chickens anymore, but they originally used to be in there. Then we have what we used to call a cold house. But since we have gas heat now, we don't have use for that, so that's a storage building.
What was that?
Coal house. That's
coal house.
That was the type of fuel that we used to use.
Uh-huh.
And since we have gas, and of course we don't use it for that, and we use it for storage. And then we have what was termed as a meat house, and that's where we butcher our own hogs and hang them up and cure them and smoke them and so forth. And then before we had the basement, we had the wash house where my wife washed.
Oh, yeah?
Those buildings now are used for storage space, and she does that, of course, in the basement. And, of course, we have a dwelling house. And the garage, and that about sums up the amount of buildings we have, with the exception of maybe a little hog house or something out in the field somewhere.
Do you have an enclosed area around the hog house?
Not those that's out in the field. I have what we term as horse lots. We don't have any horses anymore, but it is a fenced in enclosure around the building.
Uh-huh. Do you have hogs?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a fenced in area around?
Uh-huh. I do have. They're in a
lot
down here that I call a hog lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about like restoring different kinds of grains?
Well, now we call those either granaries or cribs.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I don't have a so-called granary. I just have a couple of cribs. My farm signed up in conservation reserve. I'm not farming very heavy anymore. I work away from home in the agriculture.
What would you keep in the crib? Would you keep just one kind of thing in the crib?
That's principally for air cone.
Uh-huh. And well, do you raise any hay?
Yes, sir. We raise clover and grass hay.
And what would you call the place where you keep it inside?
Well, that's a stable.
Yeah.
It used to be constructed with stalls under the bottom, but they have been removed. And at that time, it had what we call a hay loft up in top of it. That's where the hay was stored.
It did.
But since I don't have livestock that I need stall space for, I have removed those and I stack hay from the ground up in this building. And then I have a feed manger on the side where the cattle come in a long shed, and I feed out of the stable. Excuse me, into the shed.
Do you ever use the term hay mouth for where you feed it?
No, now we have used that for a place we fed it.
Oh, I see.
And used to, years ago, when they stored it out in the field, they would have long rakes that they would call hay mouths or hay stacks.